Pyeongchang Olympic Winter Games brought to you by Grainger. No matter the job, Grainger's got your back. Grainger for the ones who get it done. Not the start the U.S. was hoping for in men's hockey, a blown lead and a 3-2 overtime loss to Slovenia. Westwood One hockey analyst Colby Cohen says the U.S. needs to bounce back.
Well, of course, it was a very disappointing start for Team USA, a game that they absolutely should have won to start this tournament. But you got to have a short memory. You come back in 2 days, you play against Slovakia, they're going to be another tough team. You got to get this one out of your mind. You got to move forward and get 3 points against Slovakia.
In the men's halfpipe, Sean White needed a huge final run, nailed back-to-back 14-40s, won his third career gold medal, a near-perfect score. High winds continue. They had to close the Olympic Park, and it forced another postponement in alpine skiing, again putting off the debut of U.S. star Michaela Schifrin. With this update on the 2018 Olympics, I'm John Stashower, Westwood One Sports.
When you run a growing business, you wear a lot of hats. The I ordered it hat, the Mr. Fix-It hat, the it's taken care of because I handled it yesterday hat. My favorite hat? My, I received an order from Grainger hat. I look my best in that one. Grainger's got the products I need and gets me them when I need them, no matter what hat I'm wearing that day. You know what? I love Grainger. You know why? Because Grainger's got my back. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Great news for guys with thinning hair. All new Just for Men Hair Regrowth is about to make winning over thinning easier than ever. We use the number one recommended ingredient proven to regrow hair and a unique precision spray applicator to deliver spot-on accuracy that makes foamy-fingered fiascos a thing of the past. You can count on Just for Men to make getting thicker, fuller hair easy. Spray in, sit back, move on. Learn more at justformen.com.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Chicago's number one sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR and HD Chicago, WBMX HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Hockey Update Studio, I'm Julie DeCaro. The Wolves currently own a franchise record 12-game home winning streak. Catch the hottest team on ice as they return to Allstate Arena for games Thursday, Saturday, and Sunday. Visit ChicagoWolves.com for more information. Let's start with baseball, where both the Cubs and the Sox had their first workouts down in Arizona today for spring training. This morning, Cubs president Theo Epstein joined Mully and Hanley, and he said the Cubs were as surprised as anyone to land Yu Darvish.
We thought it was a long shot, but then, you know, the market started to evolve. We took a hard look at the supply-demand for top-shelf starting pitching and realized that we might have a shot, you know, that some of the traditional big spenders on free agent starting pitching might not be in the market this year or might be otherwise limited.
Meanwhile, on the south side of town, Avisail Garcia wins his arbitration case against the Sox. He'll make $6.7 million in 2018. Bulls and Raptors tonight on the west side. Chris Dunn will start and play for the first time since he suffered a concussion. He will be limited, though. He'll only play about 20 minutes. Dunn also plans to attend the All-Star Weekend festivities. You can hear that one coming up right here on 670 The Score. Blackhawks have the day off today. They take on Anaheim tomorrow. Today, the team put goalie Jeff Glass on waivers. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Lover's Lane. Shop Lover's Lane this Valentine's Day for the best gifts ever. And get your truly free credit score and free credit monitoring from Credit Karma. Download the Credit Karma app today. Credit Karma, get knowing. I'm Julie DeCaro. You're listening to Chicago's number one ranked sports station and the new radio home of the Chicago Bulls. Next Bulls game on the score is tonight when the Bulls take on the Raptors at 6:45. This is 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Naperville Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. Online at NapervilleCJDR.com.
What time is it?
It's 5 o'clock.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
Cubs president Theo Epstein was on the station this morning. He joined the Scores Mully and Hanley show to talk about, among other things, the acquisition of a new starting pitcher, Yu Darvish. Let's hear from Theo.
In saying that he was our top priority, I really meant that we had him as the most talented available starting pitcher. That was clearly our area of need. But at the outset of the offseason, we thought he was the longest of long shots just because we had so many needs. We had to bring in at least two starters and at least three relievers. and we had limited space to work under. Or not limited, but we had a set amount of space to work under the competitive balance tax threshold that we wanted to stay under this year strategically. So we thought it was a long shot, but then, you know, the market started to evolve. We took a hard look at the supply demand for top shelf starting pitching and realized that we might have a shot, you know, that some of the traditional big spenders on free agent starting pitching might not be in the market this year or might be otherwise limited. And we thought there's no harm in trying, so we might as well dip our toe in the water and see what happens. That's when we met with him, and then it went from there.
And I know you said yesterday you were not just going to make a decision on World Series ERA 21 plus, even though it would get some people nervous. I can't believe, Theo, that teams would just draw a line through Yu Darvish's name because of that. They might have some questions about it. But my question would be whether it's Yu Darvish or projecting Tyler Chatwood, or even going back to making the trade for Jake Arrieta, how much is that projection? I mean, how much do you have to trust your scouting staff, your metrics, your computers and everything else to say, okay, Chatwood was this in Mile High, he's going to be possibly this here at Wrigley? Or Yu Darvish, yeah, that was a hiccup, and it was a very well-publicized hiccup, but here's the real pitcher we're going after.
Yeah. Anytime you project someone from one environment into a different environment, or from one point in their career to a different point in their career, from working with one set of catchers to another set of catchers, with one type of game plan to another type of game plan, you really have to attack it from all angles. You start with scouting, because that's essentially, you know, projection is essentially what scouting is, so fully understand the player from a scouting standpoint. And then there's a lot of analytics involved, because it would have been different 20 years ago, but these days we operate in an environment where, you know, every single pitch thrown, we can dissect 1,000 different ways. And sometimes I liked it better the way it was 20 years ago, but we have that information now. So if you don't use it, you're doing your organization a disservice. So we can look at all of the players' pitch attributes and performance and understand it as it exists in one environment, and get a pretty good feel, again, combining with scouting, for how it might project into a new environment. And then you also have to understand the player from a personal standpoint. What's his personality? How might he respond to different environments, different kind of values? You know, does he like it loud in the clubhouse? Does he like it quiet in the clubhouse? Is he outgoing? You know, does he like structure? And that's the hardest part, is truly understanding another human being. I'll attest to it on Valentine's Day, I guess. And then, and then the last part is understanding your own system. You know, you have to understand your own environment, your ballpark, and, your pitching infrastructure and how you operate and what you might be asking of him and if it's something he's capable of doing. So all those different factors play in.
Theo, I know you were respectful with Jake Arrieta, and he was a huge part of the championship, but there was a report that you called him and told him that you had a deal in place, or you had an offer in place, and that if you didn't take it, you'd kind of go to him. I would imagine that was more of a conversation you'd have with Scott Boras, but can you tell us what the time frame was and what the conversations were and when you talked to Jake?
Yeah, I didn't talk to Jake. I talked to Scott Boras. Scott really prefers it all dialogue go through him in the off season with his players when it comes to contract. So look, I'm not going to get into details of the conversation that was between me and Scott and Jake, but it was to serve a number of purposes. One, to show Jake a lot of respect. Two, to kind of reconfirm our sense of where he was and what he was looking for and some of the complications involved in bringing him back into a Cubs uniform. And then also just to, you know, give him a better sense of, give him more information so that it might help him, you know, at some point in the marketplace. Not that he needs much help, because he's a great, great pitcher. And as Scott Boras is his agent, so I'm sure things will go well. But I felt like rather than blindsiding him, that was the appropriate thing to do to accomplish those three things.
At the Cubs convention, we were part of the Ricketts family Q&A, and he, you know, Tom got a question about the offseason and delay in free agent signings, and he mentioned a number of different reasons. And I think his terminology, teams keeping their powder dry for next year's offseason free agent class. This certainly was a different, or still is a different, offseason. Is this the new normal, and is it because of the repeater tax, the onerous penalties that come along with that? How do you discern that, and moving forward, are you going to have to operate under this, or is this kind of an anomaly?
I can't answer that. It's too hard to tell. There's too many variables involved. It's not any one thing. I think, obviously, some of this is a reaction to the new collective bargaining agreement, because that's really what defines the landscape between players and clubs and the financial picture of the game. So some of this is obviously a reaction to that, but some of this is also, I think, just sort of coincidence that, there happen to be a number of big market teams that strategically want to get under this year, perhaps, so they can be aggressive next year without the repeater penalty. But there's a couple big market teams that are rebuilding right now. There are a couple that are really deep with pitching, and we're just looking at position players. So there happened to be a really flush trade market, because there was a team with a lot of talented position players in the outfield who were making those players available. There was a pretty good pitcher available by trade, or a few of them. So it just, the supply demand dynamic this year worked out so that it was slow. There was a lot of supply. There wasn't as much demand as usual. Next year, I think you'll see a market where there's a ton of supply, and because there are great players out there. It's a deep free agent market for position players, not as much for pitchers, but for position players. Next year, it's reverse. But next year, there's going to be plenty of supply. I think there's going to be very robust demand. I think there are a lot of teams that are going to be aggressive next offseason. So we saw this offseason more as sort of an opportunity. The fact that the market was slow, that there were some teams on the sidelines or limited, this was our opportunity to get a top of the rotation type pitcher in Darvish at a reasonable cost that might not be available going forward. So can't tell you how exactly it's going to evolve, but we saw this more as an opportunity than a completely new normal.
And you're obviously in the business of building a championship team, and we're often in the business of talking about fantasy signings. Does this limit your future flexibility? Is there the fact that you made this move that you didn't think you'd be able to? Does that change your long range plan?
It remains to be seen. Look, I think anytime you sign a multi-year contract, you're taking away a little bit of flexibility from the future in exchange for talent now and in the future. That's not just the case with Darvish, but with the other investments we made. You're sort of pecking away at your 2019 payroll as well when you sign a Chatwood or a C-Shack or a Moro, but you'll have those players, and if you look at our needs, knock on wood, but if we can stay healthy and productive for the most part through our roster, like, everybody's back. So, and for the next few years, so we shouldn't have tremendous needs, but we have some work to do to make sure we're in a position to be able to pounce if a certain great fit or just the right special player happens to become available, or somebody wants to be in Chicago and something becomes too good to turn down, it's just too impactful or too good a deal, would mean too much to the team, then we just have to work hard to get in position to do that. Rosters are flexible, payrolls are flexible. I'm sure there are future moves that we can make, and who knows? You can't predict the future. Maybe not everyone is going to be back, and there's more payroll room. Maybe we're perfectly healthy, and we have the exact same team next year as we had this year, and Jed and I can go to Hawaii with our families for November and December. You can't tell, but we would never put ourselves in a position to be completely inflexible going forward. But yes, when you commit $126 million to someone, that does take away a little bit from future flexibility.
And Jed yesterday said, a couple goals, one to add depth to the rotation. You obviously have done that, and to add strike throwers to the bullpen. And philosophically, when you make a coaching change, not with the manager, obviously, but coaching changes, how much of that is Jim Hickey's, charge to get those strike throwers to throw strikes, and also Chili Davis. What kind of differing approach, if at all, are you expecting from the coaching changes?
But you know, each coach will bring his own experience and philosophy and personality to the job, and skills, and that's the way it should be. But you know, as far as throwing strikes in the bullpen, it's, you know, or throwing strikes generally, that's 30 out of 30 big league teams. Every college program, every high school program, every little league. I'm telling my son the same thing. I mean, it's a baseball fundamental, so it's just question of how to put your pitchers in a position to do that. And we have a whole team led by Hickey, but a whole pitching infrastructure involved. And last year just got away from us a little bit. So, you know, and perhaps, you know, we can make some tweaks to our approach where we were, you know, you get in the 2-1 count, and, you know, there's a balance. When you get in the hitter's count like that, you have to balance the need to throw a strike and get back in the count and to avoid falling 3-1, but also the need not to throw too hittable a pitch and you end up giving damage. And so perhaps we were erring a little bit too much on the side at times of still throwing that perfect pitch to avoid damage. And then all of a sudden we're 3-1 when, you know, you really want to get back in the count in that situation. But it's a delicate balance. And look, we had the best pitching in baseball the last 3 years, using that same approach and that same balance. So we're not going to throw the baby out with the bathwater, but getting aggressive in the strike zone. And now we have the pitchers with the stuff to do that. Like, it's really hard to get aggressive in the strike zone unless you're Kyle Hendricks, unless you have pretty good stuff. And, you know, we got some guys with the stuff where they can just live in the strike zone, which is nice.
Theo, I know you're a thoughtful guy and you think through things, but and you're spoiled for choice in a lot of different ways. But if I asked you off the top of your head, who's your leadoff guy? Who's your closer? What would your answers be?
I mean, that's a question for Joe. You know, obviously it kind of begins and ends there. But on the closer front, I mean, Joe is well aware of our strategy to address that this year. And Brandon Morrow is the closer. Okay. We think he's just, you know, got electric stuff. He's at a point in his career where he's figured it out. It's all about health for him. And, the best way to keep him healthy is probably to do what we did with Wade Davis, who I actually ran into at dinner last night, who says he misses us, and we certainly miss him. But
did he pick up the tab, or did you pick up the hit? Did
you know what? They were just finishing dinner, and we ended up picking up their tab. So
that was a parting gift
from the Cubs for everything we did for him. So the best way to keep Morrow healthy is to do what we did with Davis, which is put him in a structured closing role. So unless things go haywire during the regular season, I think you're most likely to see him only pitch one inning at a time, not have to get, you know, get hot in the eighth inning because he might come in the game, not have to get 4, 5, or 6 outs. And then we can unleash him, you know, down the stretch and hopefully into October when it matters most. But, you know, look, we don't see a closer controversy. We don't see a bullpen by committee. We think we've got a really good bullpen, and Morrow's the closer. Leadoff man, there are a lot of different options. You know, I think, I've talked about it with Joe. I think he's got a pretty good plan in place, but it doesn't make any sense to reveal it this early in spring training. So maybe you can have Joe on later in the spring, and I'll let you know what he's doing.
Ooh, they have a secret plan. Theo Epstein with Mully and Hanley, brought to you by Indeed. Are you hiring? With Indeed, you can post a job in minutes, set up screener questions, then zero in on qualified candidates in an online dashboard. Get started at Indeed.com/hire. When we come back, right on the other side of this break, going to give away one of the 2 charity poker seats that we have available in this hour before 6 o'clock. Also have some thoughts about a certain local college basketball team that's absolutely wetting the bed. The Bernstein and Goff Show from the Auto Show at Toyota Sports Corner on The Score.
Hey, Bulls fans, join me, Chuck Swirsky, along with my main man, Bill Wennington, for all the Bulls' exciting action on 670 The Score.
Left side, 3-ball. Got it! On 670 The Score.
That's right. Hear every exciting play of Bulls basketball here on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Official radio home of the Chicago Bulls.
This is Tiki Barber with the CBS Sports Minute brought to you by AutoZone. Get in the zone. AutoZone. It's been a really long time since Virginia Cavaliers men's basketball was the number one team in the country. Over 35 years ago, in December 1982, they stood atop the rankings with one of the iconic college superstars of that era, Ralph Sampson. This year's top-ranked Cavaliers team doesn't have the number one overall lottery pick, but it does boast the nation's best defense. Tony Bennett's pack line and skilled pick-and-roll D frustrates opponents in the bad shots. But when the other top NCAA teams are averaging almost 20 more points per game, something's ultimately got to give. Look, I'm a believer, but I'm biased because UVA is my alma mater. If the Cavs want to convince the rest of the country that they can experience their one shining moment, they've got to learn to score. A top defense with a 285th ranked offense won't work for too long. I'm Tiki Barber.
Just in time for the auto show. It's lights, camera, savings at Sunrise Chevrolet. Get a new 2018 Chevy Equinox LT with 0% financing for 60 months. Or drive away in a new 2018 Chevy Silverado and save over $10,000 off MSRP. Choose from over 300 new Chevys, all with special one-time only auto show incentives. Visit SunriseChevrolet.com today. Sunrise Chevrolet in Glendale Heights.
The bright way to buy.
To qualified buyers, $1,667 per month per $1,000 finance. Savings on select new Silverado. See dealer for all details. Find new roads.
Progressive presents Get Pumped. Inspiration to help you do insurance stuff.
Hey, are you just gonna stand there and let people not give you credit for being a good driver? You deserve discounts on car insurance, and that's what Snapshot from Progressive is for. So why aren't you signing up? You need music to get pumped? Hit it! Drum solo! Ow, that hurts my fingers.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in California, North Carolina, or from all agents.
Here are just a few of the benefits that you will receive on your next VA mortgage by visiting Hero.loan. 100% financing on all VA loans. Absolutely no cost for appraisal. Lower mortgage rates, and we will do all the VA paperwork for you. And the best part, while some lenders take up to 120 days to close your loan, at Hero.loan, we close VA mortgages in as little as 14 days. Hero.loan. That's Hero.loan, the new way to VA.
The Home Loan Expert LLC, Illinois Residential Mortgage Licensee.
NMLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
Right. Nothing cures the wintertime blues quite like the dream of hitting the Mega Millions jackpot, and now that jackpot's more than $200 million. So get over to IllinoisLottery.com to see how big your dreams can get. Mega Millions tickets can be purchased at a retailer, online, or through the Illinois Lottery app. The jackpot keeps growing, so play every day, and remember, luck is everywhere. Play responsibly, must be 18.
This President's Day weekend, visit Guitar Center and save up to 30% on guitars, drums, keys, and more. Get the hottest new gear, like Yamaha Transacoustic guitars, only $599.99. Or save on a classic Epiphone ES-335 Pro guitar, only $329.99. Add select Ernie Ball strings, 3 for $10. Visit GuitarCenter.com for your coupon, good for 15% off qualifying purchases of $199 or more. This President's Day weekend, get the latest and greatest gear, only at Guitar Center.
Dear overpriced grilled cheese, you've changed. Things were different in college, but now it's you I need to take a loan out for. And you're so clingy. I'm an adult now, and I need more than just, well, cheese. I need special sauce. This relationship is like you. Toast.
Let others know you've rediscovered your love for the always classic Big Mac. And for a limited time, try the Mac Jr. and the Grand Big Mac, all with that irresistible special sauce. At participating McDonald's.
Looking to secure financing on a new home or refinance your existing home? Then you need to call the most honest lender in the mortgage business, Team Hochberg. Supporting veterans is Team Hochberg's passion. That's why they support Veteran Roasters, a Chicago coffee roaster with great coffee that hires homeless and chronically unemployed veterans. If you would like to help create jobs for homeless veterans, visit veteranroasters.com and purchase a 12-ounce bag of coffee ground by once homeless and unemployed veterans. The coffee's delicious, and the profits are reinvested in hiring additional homeless veterans. Use promo code TEAMHOCHBERG to save 50% off the second bag you purchase. Veteran Roasters, they were on the ground for us, so buy these grounds for them. If you're a veteran securing a VA loan, work with a lender who supports veterans. Call Team Hochberg at 312-751-1333 or visit perldavid.com. Team Hochberg has helped Jason and Tanny and thousands of Score listeners, but they can't help if you don't call 312-751-1333. For straightforward, no BS, honest advice, call Team Hochberg at 312-751-1333 or visit pearldavid.com. Pearl Mortgage, an equal housing lender, Illinois residential mortgage license E4358, NMLS 1.
Here's why AT&T prepaid is a great prepaid choice.
When you switch to AT&T prepaid,
you get two ZTE Maven 3 smartphones for free
and two lines for $75 a month.
AT&T prepaid has no annual contract
and no activation fee.
Switch to AT&T prepaid and get two free ZTE Maven 3 smartphones and two lines on AT&T's reliable network.
Limited time offer available at participating AT&T stores. Two for $75 per month requires two new lines of service on a $45 monthly plan each under a multi-line account. Account owner on auto pay. Reliable network claim for third-party sources, fees, coverage, and other restrictions apply. Details at att.com/prepaid.
Introducing Sam 76, a revolutionary new beer from Sam Adams that combines refreshment and flavor. It's the perfect union of lager and ale that took over 13,000 hours and 60 different recipes to perfect. Roughly speaking, of course. The end result? Well, it's an easy-to-drink, refreshing beer perfect for every party, event, shindig, or get-together. We could go on, but you'll just have to try it to believe us. Sam 76. Fill your glass. Boston Beer Company, Boston, Massachusetts. Savor the flavor responsibly.
Get to JCPenney's President's Day sale and save up to 40% off select major appliance hot deals from brands like GE, Samsung, LG, and Frigidaire. Plus, get up to 30-month special financing on appliance purchases made through February 28th, plus free delivery and basic installation. Hurry in. These deals end soon. JCPenney. GE, GE, Profile, GE, Cafe, and Hire. Limited to 10% off savings. Available in select stores. Some terms, conditions, and exclusions apply. Finance and terms valid 2/8/28. Must request a time of purchase subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. Free delivery and basic installation on appliance purchases over $299 and not available in all areas. See store associate or jcp.com/appliances for details.
Okay, children, we're done with the alphabet. Next subject, financial well-being. How to manage your money. Turn to page 5 of your textbook.
When it comes to money, you can never start learning too early. That's why starting today, State Farm wants to give you the tools and support you need to take control of your finances.
Tonight, read the chapters on credit cards and balance transfers. Pop quiz tomorrow.
Find out more at letstarttoday.com. State Farm, here to help life go right.
Decades of the Prince of Darkness, Ozzy Osbourne. No More Tours 2, Hollywood Casino Amphitheater, Tinley Park, Friday, September 21st, with special guest Stone Sour. Pre-sale for City Card members, available now through Friday at 10 p.m. before the general public on Saturday at 10 a.m. Get tickets now at LiveNation.com. There's more at Ozzy.com. Now through Friday at 10 p.m. before the general public on Saturday at 10 a.m.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Let's play some cards.
Yeah, let's do that. You want to play cards? And I don't want you to say, yeah, I won, but I can't go. No, you better be able to go. It's 6 o'clock a week from tomorrow. It's the 22nd of February, the Montgomery Club on Superior, the charity poker championship to benefit Camp One Step and the Camp One Step programs from Children's Oncology Services. You want to play poker? You might just win a $10,000 World Series of Poker seat if you walk away with the championship. But our entire final table's got thousands of dollars worth of prizes. We got special prizes if you knock out our celebrity bounties. We've got food. We've got booze. We've got raffles. And we've got a party to help kids with cancer and leukemia. Right now, caller 9. 312-591-6700. That's the contest line. Caller 9 will win a seat. One more to give away before 6 o'clock. Next couple of days, we'll be giving away those that we have allotted for that. But if you want to grab your seat and make a donation to Camp One Step, go ahead and do that. CampOneStep.org, CampOneStep.org, or my Twitter feed at Dan_Bernstein. Northwestern lost again last night.
Yeah, they like doing that.
They lost to Rutgers.
That probably shouldn't happen.
Here's the problem, right? Is that after there was a bunch of criticism and people saying, whoa, this is a team that was ranked to start the season. Everybody's all excited. New era of basketball is supposed to be really, really good.
Right.
And then they're bad. And then Brian McIntosh says, we're not really in shape mentally or physically and not playing all that hard. We're not all that good.
We deserve every whooping that we've got so far.
And then, of course, Chris Collins says, hey, wait a second here. I thought this was a pretty good season for Northwestern, and now all of a sudden, they have pretty high expectations around here.
It's getting weird.
Don't move the goalposts on me now.
Right. When he got the contract extension and they went to the tournament and everybody was high on Northwestern, they were Chicago's basketball team, those expectations stay where they're supposed to stay.
You can't lose at Rutgers.
You can't lose half of the games they've lost.
You can't, but you can't go lose.
And in this Big Ten where, you know, I don't know how many people thought Ohio State was going to be this good. Of course, people knew Michigan State and Purdue are going to be good. Michigan, they get the requisite talent to win 9-10 games. But, you know, this Big Ten isn't stellar. There's some good teams. But the bottom of the Big Ten, they've been tussling with you? Come on, man.
And they're looking at you as an opportunity. That's the thing. It's like, oh, Northwestern's coming in. We got this.
And how many guys have we talked to where they just pretty much say, yeah, no, the guys just didn't get better over the offseason? That is it. I mean, yes, you're you know, a student athlete. But for you know, Vic and Scotty and Bryant and all these guys, like, it doesn't seem like their game took another step. And I don't know how you could be complacent on a team that has only made the tournament once in its history. Like, you're supposed to want to double up. You're supposed to want to say, all right, now that the target is on our back, I like that kind of pressure. But the way that they're responding, it just doesn't look good. And I know, you know, traveling for their home games and a lot of stuff that they're going through is a pain in the ass. But
so what?
You can't lose to Rutgers. Like, Northwestern is supposed to be, and everybody on that team and everybody on the, you know, and that athletic director staff, everybody understands they're supposed to be better than they are right now. Everyone.
This is a lesson in margin for error that other more talented teams that generally recruit a different kind of athlete, they can coast some nights.
Right.
You can't.
Right.
You can't. You've got to be absolutely redlining every effort, every practice, everything that you do at the top of your range of likelihoods.
Until you stack seasons enough so that you get those players. Like, Northwestern football has stacked enough seasons where they're getting four-star guys, where they're pillaging the East Coast. New Jersey, New York, they go there and get their best football players and bring them out and throw them in the secondary or, you know, tight end in the Big Ten. And they're getting draftable players because they've stacked football seasons that have been successful. That's what you thought would happen with Chris Collins in this new era of Northwestern basketball. You'd hate to see them be a one-and-done kind of, you know, vibe.
The latest from the Associated Press from Florida, by the way, the sheriff is now saying there are 17 dead in the high school shooting in South Florida. And what is now going to happen? Nothing.
Yeah.
Absolutely nothing is going to happen because no one wants anything to happen.
Now I'm going to go home and watch a whole ton of coverage and depress myself even further. But this, I mean, at some point, this can't be normal anymore.
I retweeted the tweet that came out in 2015 that said, in retrospect, Sandy Hook marked the end of the U.S. gun control debate. Once America decided killing children was bearable, it was over. And indeed, this is the 18th school shooting of 2018.
We got what? We're 46 days, 45 days into the year?
45 days, already 18 school shootings. And we, as a society, have decided that's okay.
Scoreboard update.
5:31 in the Chicago Wolves Hockey Update studio. I'm Julie DeCaro. The Chicago Wolves currently own a franchise record 12-game home winning streak. Catch the hottest team on ice as they return to Allstate Arena for games Thursday, Saturday, and Sunday. Visit ChicagoWolves.com for information. Bulls are back in action tonight in their last game before the All-Star break. They host the Raptors at the United Center. Chris Dunn will start tonight, and he will play, but he's going to be limited to about 20 minutes. Dunn also says he plans on attending the All-Star festivities this weekend. Blackhawks mercifully have the night off after losing their seventh straight last night. They're back home to host Anaheim tomorrow. Today, the team put goalie Jeff Glass on waivers. Both the Cubs and Sox had their first workouts of spring training today in Arizona. Olympic hockey, U.S. men fall to Slovenia 3-2 in their tournament opener. U.S. women taking on Canada tonight. This scoreboard update was brought to you by Lakeside Bank. In business, cash management is key to success, but you're being overcharged on bank fees. Lakeside Bank will save you money on cash management. Call Matt at 312-763-6660. Join Lakeside and start saving now. Lakeside Bank, it's about time. Breaking news on the scores brought to you by Rosen Hyundai of Algonquin. Save time. Shop online at rosenhyundai.com. I'm Julie DeCaro. You're listening to Chicago's number one ranked sports station and the new radio home of the Chicago Bulls. Next Bulls game on the score is tonight when the team takes on the Raptors at 6:45. This is 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Do
Did you know that the 2018 Toyota Camry received the NHTSA 5-star overall safety rating? Well, now you do. Come find your Toyota Camry at the Chicago Auto Show. They've been presenting all these Toyotas down here to our right because we're in the sports corner. We're just dealing with nothing but sports. Yeah. All the sports around us in quarantine here in the sports corner. Mm-hmm. We've cornered all the sports, and the sports are here, and Jason's happy because he has his fudge.
Yes, I do have my fudge. I'm going to finish the second half of the fudge in the car, probably.
And now it's time to begin
the second half of the fudge. Yeah, no, I'm looking forward to having a little fudge, and then... You know, Valentine's Day, we'll go out for a little Mexican delight.
And then dinner?
Yeah, and then dinner. The only thing, though, my guy's getting into public places and wilding out a little bit on me.
What's he doing?
Oh, dude, he'll just be sitting there quiet and then just scream out in a fit.
Because he knows that...
No, we don't play those games in the golf household. As soon as that happens... Check, please. We get in the car. We have a talk on the way home.
He understands the bleak emptiness of human existence.
Is that what he's doing?
And every once in a while, he just realizes it. We all want to do that. I want to do that multiple times a day when we understand that there's actually no point to earthly human existence whatsoever. You don't think I want to wile out and scream in the middle of a Mexican restaurant because none of this makes any sense and it's all cruel and useless? He knows it. He just knows he's in a position to scream about it.
I think he's doing it because he has wet pants, though.
Oh.
Yeah, I think his reason for doing it in your... Well, maybe the same, but I think he's doing it because
he has... I have the mental equivalent of wet pants. Is that okay?
Now you got me thinking about pants on your head that get wet.
Don't get me started. Because when you said that, both of my kids said, oh, he's going to do the pants on head thing.
Do you have a pants on head bit?
How many? Which one?
The underpants on your head.
Oh, I've got a million pants on head bits. Are you kidding? Pants on head man would occasionally come in. Jesus. Are you kidding? I would grab a stuffed animal. There'd be pants on head bear.
Yeah.
Come on.
But then when you do that, you have to do it every time. I'm finding out now that there's one book that I have to sing to him every time, and he understands.
Once you set it high,
he understands it's the singing book,
and he's looking at you.
Yeah, I don't care if you had a bad day, dude.
I need
Three Little Birds in G minor or whatever.
There was a book I used to read to him that was about animals going to sleep, and it was like, good night to the woodchuck, and the rabbit sleeps here, and the owl's just waking up, and then that was good night gorilla. That was different book. But I had to make a cricket noise, and it's like sometimes my throat couldn't do it right, and I'd have to go get a drink of water to make sure I could make the. Thank you. I wish I had that because he would look at me like, do the cricket noise thing.
Yeah. Once you put on a show. It's like you got a residency in your living room and you're not getting paid for it.
Yeah.
Because they want the same show every single night.
You got to read it like Bill Belichick.
That's what it is, right? I'm on to Cincinnati and I'm on to Goodnight Construction Site. Good night.
Good night, comb. Good night, brush. Good night, old lady whispering.
Good night, Craig.
Good night, bowl full of mush.
Right. They start asking you about things. I'm not on to that.
It's an upper body injury.
So, Andrew Sharp.
You read it like Quenville.
better dumps.
He was okay.
Andrew Sharp, who writes for SI.com, has put out the NBA. Oh, it's our guy and girl. It's my guy, LA, and his beautiful wife. All right, NBA future power rankings. Which bad teams have the brightest future?
I say, now the easy answer would be Bulls, but brightest future.
Yes, and which bad teams right now, the brightest future in the NBA?
For one specific reason, I'm going with the Lakers.
Yes, the Lakers. Technically speaking, the Lakers are a half game ahead of the Hornets and not one of the 10 worst teams. I'm including them as the discussion because they have the frenetic spirit of a bottom 10 team, and they'll probably finish the year somewhere in that group. And in that case, the Lakers clearly have the brightest future of any team between the progress of Ingram, rock-solid draft picks, and Kuzma, Lonzo, and Josh Hart, and massive amounts of cap space summer. This is getting real. You almost got it right by saying the Bulls, because the number two team is the Chicago Bulls. And this Andrew Sharp is stepping out here. We're stepping out. He says, if we redrafted the 2017 draft, I think Markkanen would be my first pick. Says Jason Tatum is very solid. Donovan Mitchell has been incredible, but Markkanen's upside is higher than anyone who was available last spring. Says I'm not sold on everyone in Chicago, speak parenthetically, Chris Dunn, and I have no explanation for the several Bulls moves over the past few years. Remember the campaign experiment? He doesn't know that the campaign experiment is coming back for him.
Ooh, no.
But marketing could be good enough to render all those concerns a moot point. For teams, I feel the same way. I think he's going to be damn good, but redrafting and putting him at the number one pick after you've seen Donovan Mitchell.
Then you're not watching Donovan Mitchell or you're something wrong with your television.
For teams at the bottom of the league, finding a bona fide superstar is the first step in any rebuild, and it's also by far the hardest trick to pull off. Look at almost every other team on this list. Most rebuilding teams spend years spinning their wheels and trying to talk themselves into Elfrid Payton. Chicago has Lowry Markkanen. Throw in a top 10 wing or big man from this year's draft, Zach LaVine growing into his role, and a few more years of stockpiling assets, somehow the Bulls' future is beginning to make sense. I agree with him on almost all of that, but like you said, the Donovan Mitchell thing is real, and I enjoy watching him. I enjoy watching Lowry. We got to this world where if you say one guy's better than the other, that means that the second guy sucks. Now, Lowry Markkanen is a damn good basketball.
Why do you hate Lou all day?
Exactly. Right. Exactly. We're going to get back to that conversation. No,
that's what I learned. That's like you can't say that somebody's better than somebody else without you hating the other
person. It's ridiculous. There's no room for mature conversation anymore. And by the way, you want to talk about why do you hate Lou all day? Everybody in Los Angeles hates Lou all day for the amount of money he's making and the fact that he can't move that contract.
Lou all Seabrook.
No, dude, he has gotten a little puffy too. Yeah, Luol's enjoying life out there. But the Lowry market.
Luol Dong Ding.
He might have a second career. He is out there in LA. You know, anything's possible. But Lowry Markkanen.
Anything's possible.
Thank you very much. Tenny is having a field day this hour, and I'm loving every second of it. But the Lowry Markkanen love that everyone is getting over these last couple of months is rightfully so, but redrafting and putting him in number one.
It's wrong.
Like, Donovan Mitchell.
Then you're fired as my scout.
Donovan Mitchell, who was a mid-first-round draft pick, back to my argument about tanking or not tanking, about just running your franchise the right way and getting enough assets to where when you want to move on from a first-round pick like Rodney Hood. If you look at the way Utah's done this, Utah's put together this thing with, you know, some picks that haven't worked out. Dante Exum, remember him? Everybody thought he was going to be the true 6'6 point guard.
Yeah, right?
Everybody comparing him to every player that ever scored a basket that was 6'6, and he just had trouble scoring baskets. But they ran their franchise the right way. They got themselves a defensive anchor. You know, they played to their strengths, and now they're able to move pieces and let go of first round picks that kind of worked out in Rodney Hood because they found a star. So, yeah. Andrew Sharp and SI.com are a lot higher on marketing than I am. I think he's a damn good player, but the Bulls' future is bright. If you look at the Mavericks are number three, the Suns are four. I don't know about that.
Not yet.
Because Devin Booker might be bye-bye by the time everything comes to fruition.
This segment brought to you by United States Traffic Network. Looking to add your talent to a dynamic company, United States Traffic Network seeks a motivated account executive to join the sales team. Send your resume to ustrafficnetwork.com/careers. We're going to say good evening to Lawrence Holmes, and we are also going to give away one last seat for today. We've got more tomorrow. We've got more Friday. But the best thing you can do is go online and grab yours right now to be a part of this event. We are going to enlist another poker player for the Charity Poker Championship to benefit Camp One Step right after a break on The Score.
You're listening to the number one sports station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Sleep Number presents a bedtime story.
You should lie down for this.
Okay.
We can get a Sleep Number bed.
Yeah.
The one that adjusts to our ideal comfort on both sides, our Sleep Number setting.
Yeah.
The one that allows me to gently lift your head when you snore.
Yeah.
Well, it lasts twice as long as a traditional mattress, but costs about the same.
Yes!
I know. Why are you still lying there? Let's go!
Does your bed do that? Don't miss the Ultimate Sleep Number event. Save 50% on the Ultimate Limited Edition bed. And soon. For more details and to find one of our 550 stores nationwide, go to sleepnumber.com.
Champagne, chocolate, lobster tails. Whole Foods Market has everything you need to make this Valentine's Day the most romantic ever, so hurry over. Stop by any Whole Foods Market right now and get 24 long-stem roses for just $24.99 with free wrapping. Whole Foods Market, whatever makes you whole.
If you're ever in an accident, it's good to know you're driving a car that will help protect you. But what's even better is if your car could help you avoid accidents altogether. That's why there's the 2018 Toyota Corolla. Because every new Corolla comes with advanced active safety technology, standard at no extra cost. The 2018 Toyota Corolla. Safety for everyone. Tested, trusted, Toyota. Visit your local Toyota dealer or check out buyatoyota.com to find the Corolla that's right for you. Toyota. Let's go places.
This President's Day weekend, visit Guitar Center and save up to 40% on guitars, drums, keys, and more. With deals like a Simmons electronic drum kit starting at $319.99. Add a Simmons drum monitor as low as $175.99. Plus a great selection of the hottest new gear and classic bestsellers. Visit GuitarCenter.com for your coupon, good for 15% off qualifying purchases of $199 or more. This President's Day weekend, get the latest and greatest gear, only at Guitar Center.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the... Hey, Jamie, it's me, Jamie. This is your daily pep talk. I know it's been rough going ever since people found out about your a cappella group, Mad Harmony, but you will bounce back. I mean, you're the guy always helping people find coverage options with the Name Your Price tool. It should be you giving me the pep talk. Now get out there, hit that high note, and take Mad Harmony all the way to nationals this year! Sorry, it's pitchy.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
Vinny Goodwill joins us.
Like, this is super, super fragile. Like, I remember writing about it last year when Derek first came back to the United Center. The day that he received his MVP from Chicago, the Cubs lost 5-1 to the Dodgers. And they were mired in, like, a 7-8 losing streak. All of a sudden, a few months later, they hire Theo. A year later, Derek goes down, and boom.
Yeah.
Who you thought would win the title first on that particular day? You'd have thought the Bulls. If you would have said if someone would have said, hey, one of these two teams will win a title, the Cubs or the Bulls, on that day in May of 2011, you would have said, oh, the Bulls, no doubt. Derek Rose, it's going to happen.
I thought Rose was going to get one.
Spiegel and Parkins, 9 a.m. to 1 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
I've had enough of winter. I need a vacation. I've been daydreaming about getting away and going somewhere that's nice and sunny. You can sit on a beach and have a drink with an umbrella in it. An umbrella. And when you start pricing those trips, you know, friends and family want to go with you every once in a while, and you think about your pockets and your budget, how you're going to be stretching it this early in the year. Well, guess what? I got a way to help you earn the extra cash you need so that you can make your next vacation extra special. You know how? Become an Uber Drive partner. That's how. When you drive with Uber, you're your own boss, and you earn extra cash on your schedule. Drive with Uber can help you get out of your driver's seat and onto a plane for your vacation getaway. Plus, when you drive with Uber, you can earn more every single week with tipping. I've been telling you about that. Riders can send you tips right from the app so you can add to your weekly earnings for the great service that you offer. And there's nobody telling you when to come in or when to go home. There's no calling in sick or having to schedule time off. You take time off when you want to take time off. And thanks to Uber's instant pay, you can cash out up to 5 times. That's right, 5 times a day. Earn extra cash when it works for you for the things that matter to you, like that getaway. Sign up to drive with Uber today. Go to uber.com/drive now. That's uber.com/drive now. uber.com/drive now. Certain restrictions apply. See site for...
Thinking about running the Bank of America Chicago Marathon? Team One Step has your guaranteed entry. Our team supports Camp One Step, and we run to send kids with cancer to camp. Join Team One Step and receive a guaranteed entry, coaching, training plans, and fundraising support. Run with our team and give kids with cancer a life-changing camp experience. Join now and become a hero to a kid with cancer. To sign up or to learn more, go to teamonestep.org or call 312-924-4220.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score
and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Lawrence Holmes is coming up.
This segment brought to you by CeCe's. At CeCe's, if you don't see what you want on the buffet, you can order your own personal pizza. There's thousands of ways to customize it your way, and it's included with your buffet for just five and change. Only at CeCe's. Dine in only. Price may vary. Restrictions apply. This transition brought to you by Aloha Restoration gets your home bone dry in no time. And Lawrence Holmes is going to be one of our celebrity bounties for our charity poker event that is coming up a week from tomorrow at Montgomery Club on Superior. And right now, caller 9 to the contest line, 312-591-6700, will get a $275 seat at that tournament. We are going to be benefiting Camp One Step, and we are looking forward to a fun evening of competitive poker where we're going to send our champion to the World Series of Poker main event in Las Vegas. Lawrence, hello.
Hello, man. I'm looking forward to being a bounty.
Yeah, it's going to be great.
I enjoy that tournament a lot, and it's a lot of fun. I don't play poker as much as I'd like to throughout the year, but I always look forward to this.
Well, it's the evening. It isn't just the game. It's getting everybody together and knowing we're all there for such a good reason.
It's a great vibe.
It's always a good vibe there. The food's phenomenal, and we've got all the beer and all the booze, and it's going to be great.
I also enjoy watching Marley Caden just take people's money. Because they underestimate her all the time. And she might be the best poker player in the room.
I told you that one guy after just all of a sudden he realized all his money was gone, he said, the enchantress was using black magic on me.
Right. By thinking the game out and having better cards than you.
I said, no, you kind of just got your ass kicked. I think that's what happened.
Pretty simple. I'm looking forward to seeing Danny Parkins perform, too. Because he's a serious poker player.
Well, played last year, though.
Yeah, he played.
Did he?
He was out pretty early.
He was out early.
Oh, well,
not as early as Jason Benetti.
Oh, yeah, Jason kind of just sat down and just
hello, goodbye.
I forgot he did play last year.
Yeah, he had just gotten here, and then he, pushed all in and was out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, all right. Yeah, and it's a fun night. Even if you're a spectator for $75, you can walk around, eat great food, drink great booze, raffle. Like I said, I will be near the raffle. If you want to locate me or anybody that's around me, just go near the raffle and see who's checking on it every other 10 minutes or so. So should be a good time. What do you got for us tonight, my man?
Well, tonight I have a short show because we got Bulls basketball tonight, and also I'm gonna head over to Wintrust Arena and do the DePaul St. John's game. So it gives me an opportunity to kind of play around a little bit. And so I'm going to talk about the Theo interview. There were chunks of it that I wanted to bring back and talk about in more detail. But I'm going to start the show talking a little bit about, Jason, something you and I talk about and we joke about a lot, the concept of colorism. Yeah. And I want to talk about it in regards to Sammy Sosa and his changing appearance. So for people who don't quite have a grasp of what it is, I want to try and explain it, and I want to try and bring some nuance to the conversation and try to figure out why we're seeing Sammy change and why, the picture that was posted this past weekend, where if you want to make fun of him because of the choice of apparel with the cowboy hat and the guns and the bang bang, I think that that's fair game. I think that when it comes to the lightening of his skin, that there's something deeper that's going on that I'm not sure a lot of people at least publicly discuss. So I thought that I might try and do that tonight.
Yeah, it's an epidemic in a lot of Asian and Latin countries now. So I'm looking forward to that conversation. And it's one of those things where a lot that doesn't affect the masses goes avoided and laughed at, and then when you get into it, it's like, oh my God, why are you beating me over the head with this? Because you've never had the conversation. Like, you can't beat someone over the head with a conversation that you rarely have, but you bitch about all the time. So I'm looking forward to your.
And I think that there are some parallels that we can draw too for people that might not think that it affects them necessarily, with all the immigrants who have come to this country and had to shorten their name or change their name. To try and assimilate to American culture. I think that there are some parallels there that maybe we can all find some common ground with.
I hadn't quite thought of broadening it to that point, but yeah, that's...
Sounds like a good show.
That was always the tell when you heard a sports broadcaster with two first names. That meant it was his first name and his middle name because he didn't feel comfortable going with his last name.
Right. Absolutely.
Yep. All right, looking forward to it, man. Always fun.
We'd like to thank our guests today. Rick Bucher and Mike Penner joined us today.
Yeah.
We have a lot of thank yous to the people that helped support this broadcast here at the Chicago Auto Show. Huge thanks to Toyota for having us at the Sports Corner.
No doubt.
Our engineer is Rich Wyatt. Rick Bucher's on Twitter at Rick with a C, Bucher, and you can hear him on SiriusXM. You read his stuff at Bleacher Report. Maybe this is a transitory time in which it just so happens that positionless ball is de rigueur at the moment.
Jared, did your boy Dan just use the word de rigueur?
Yeah, got hit with the Jared. It's okay. Happens to the best of us. I've been called worse. I knew Teddy was coming back with that, though. and
he sort of gave you ownership of me in that transaction.
That was interesting too.
That's a bad deal on all parts.
I had one dinner with the man, and all of a sudden he's calling me the wrong name and putting Dan Bernstein under my umbrella.
That's the deal that hurts all teams.
We want to thank our
video director.
Oh yeah, I'm like, which one are you pointing at?
No, we pointed to him.
Our video director,
the other bearded weirdo.
Listen, this has been our muscle, and will continue to be our muscle here. Brian Kirch.
Let's try Bill. He's in Mount Greenwood. Hey, Bill.
Hey, what's up? Good morning, guys. Love the show. My selling point today is Jake Arrieta to the South Side. We need another staunch Republican here on the South Side.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Mount Greenwood representing. Need another staunch Republican on the South Side. That's what I say when I talk about the South Side. Not enough staunch Republicans.
That's what you need.
Yes, sir. That's what I'm saying. His selling point. And whatever you're selling, I'm buying, Mount Greenwood. All right, back in the lab, our executive producer, Nikki the Kid, Nick Shepkowski.
I don't want to choose. And I'm these is red bottoms. These is bloody shoes. Hit. You can't with me if you wanted to. These expensive. These is red bottoms.
Oh, Lord, the tandem of America. I love it. And the sound man extraordinaire, the audio overlord, the man, the myth, the legend, Chris Tannehill.
745, white-eyed white, that's bleeping boss. That's my guy, Rick Ross.
I gotta go.
What is this, white people rapping day?
I gotta go. People are snatching the soul out of hip-hop one sound drop at a time. All right, we're gonna be here again
tomorrow.
Yep. Yes, we'll be here. So if you're just, you know, somewhere downtown or in the South Loop, you want to stop by the Chicago Auto Show, come on through. For Dan and all the fellas, I'm Jason Goff. Thank you so much for listening. We've got Lawrence Holmes and then Bulls basketball right here on 670 The Score. Have a good night.
I say, man, I won't go home, man.
Sleep Number presents a bedtime story.
You should lie down for this.
Okay.
We can get a Sleep Number bed.
Yeah.
The one that adjusts to our ideal comfort on both sides, our Sleep Number setting.
Yeah.
The one that allows me to gently lift your head when you snore.
Yeah.
Well, it lasts twice as long as a traditional mattress, but costs about the same.
Yes!
I know. Why are you still lying there? Let's go!
Does your bed do that? Don't miss the Ultimate Sleep Number event. Save 50% on the Ultimate Limited Edition bed. And soon. For more details and to find one of our 550 stores nationwide, go to sleepnumber.com.
The 18th annual Chicago Polar Plunge returns Sunday, March 4th to North Avenue Beach.
Benefiting the 7,500 athletes of the Special Olympics Chicago program.
Registration's now open by visiting chicagopolarplunge.org.
You never know who will plunge this year.
Why will you plunge? And now, the Score's Dan Bernstein on the Bulls.
I have been talking Bulls on these airwaves since 1995, and I covered three championship teams as a full-time Bulls beat reporter. Now we get to talk about the games that you can hear right here on Sports Radio 670 The Score. We're talking about it and analyzing everything on the Bernstein and Goff Show.
Talk Bulls basketball with Bernstein and Goff, afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's radio home of the Bulls. Thanks for streaming The Score. We are Chicago's original and number one sports station. And of course, your official radio home of the Chicago Cubs, where in 2018, you'll hear Pat Hughes and Ron Coomer deliver more of this.
Swing a line drive down the left field line. Base hit, Cubs win. Anthony Rizzo with a game winner. High fly ball, deep right field. Get out the tape measure, long gone. Kyle Schwarber's second home run of the game.
Bryant fly to center his first time. Drives one in the air, deep left field, down the line. If it's fair, it's long gone. That ball is a fair ball, home run. Russell drives one in the air to left field. If it's fair, it's going to leave the yard. That ball is a three-run homer. Addison Russell with a three-run home run.
Every Cubs game, spring training through the postseason, right here on Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's official radio home of the Chicago Cubs.
Dad, this is fun. I didn't think I liked kayaking.
Well, I'm glad you enjoyed it, but I think it's time to head back in.
Okay. Can we come back?
Sure. Hey, be careful getting out of the boat.
It's a kayak, Dad.
I'm gonna return the kayak.
Can we walk home?
How about a taxi?
It's a short fare from your neighborhood to your naturehood. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a neighborhood park or green space near you. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the U.S. Forest Service.
And now, the Score's Dan Bernstein on the Bulls.
I have been talking Bulls on these airwaves since 1995, and I covered three championship teams as a full-time Bulls beat reporter. Now we get to talk about the games that you can hear right here on Sports Radio 670 The Score. We're talking about it and analyzing everything on the Bernstein and Goff Show.
Talk Bulls basketball with Bernstein and Goff, afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's radio home of the Bulls. Thanks for streaming The Score. Listen to the Lawrence Holmes Show, nights 6 to 10.
I actually think that there are some interesting parallels between what the Eagles have done and what the Bears can do. This is not a guarantee that this is going to work, but there were some things...